Hello and welcome back to the Gloomy Star podcast minisodes episode 15. I'm your host, Henry Bilbrey. Please do not forget about our giveaway. We're going to give away a mystery box on January 1st. You'll email me proof that you're subscribed to the podcast and the word I say in every single episode twice, just to paint a picture for you. I say it twice in every single episode and you'll email me that and I'll get back to you if you win and we'll figure it out from there. Please send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be right here if I haven't said that already. But yeah, right now it's getting into the Halloween season, so we probably have a lot of new listeners who are not just a avid listeners to ghost podcasts or stuff like that, just like coming around for the season, our favorite season of the year. But let's get into our first story of today. This one's called Little Girl, Goat Eyes, Smile from Ear to Ear, Sticky / Matted Hair. Anyone else see this gray little girl? A few years ago, I was living in an older house. It was a small university town in northern Idaho. I had been living in the house with three other roommates for a few years at this point. My roommates had come and gone. My mental health was in ebb and flow, just like any other person. At this point, my sister was living with me and had experienced her own paranormal things that I was indirectly connected to. But for the purpose of this email, I want to focus on one particular experience that I had with a little girl. This particular night, I had done my nightly routine, washed my face, brushed my teeth, scrolled through Instagram, the works. It was just like any other night. Eventually, I tucked my phone out of reach and fell asleep. I woke up in the middle of the night. Not completely unusual. I wake up once or twice during the night. It's pretty rare for me to sleep through the whole night. Usually I just turn over and go back to sleep, like usual. But this night wasn't usual by any stretch of the imagination. Okay, let me go down, sorry. There's one window in my bedroom which faces the neighbor's porch light. They very rarely turn it off, so there's always a certain amount of light coming through my window in my room. But when I woke up, everything was dark. I didn't immediately think anything of it. I mean, at some point, the porch light would have to burn out and be replaced. Honestly, it didn't even cross my mind. Something was up. My anxiety, something I'm medicated for, immediately spiked. My heart began to race, and any ounce of tiredness I had in my eyes was gone, as I stared wide-eyed at a little girl. Across from me, crouched by my bookshelf, only about 2 feet tall, maybe less, was a gray little girl. She looked, emanced. Her hair was almost sticky-looking and matted. She was wearing a nightdress. Think of Little House on the Prairie. That was shredded at the bottom and dirty. She was crouched almost like a frog, and it was almost like she was soaking up whatever light there was from the coming from the window, making my room completely dark except for a gray light emanating from her. All I had been, I think I would have just rolled over and gone back to sleep. I've done something similar to a shadow figure over my bed previously. But it was her face. Her face told me she wasn't some innoxious child, spirit, ghost, / whatever. She was something awful and something I needed to fear. Her eyes were very, very, very large, and she had no eyebrows. Her matted bangs covered most of her forehead, so I could focus on her white iris and goat pupils. If that wasn't enough, She was smiling at me, but wasn't a sweet smile. It was a mincing, evil grin. It stretched from ear to ear and peered into my soul. Once I realized what was going on, there was an evil-looking child in my room, that was in parentheses. I went into fight or flight. All I could get myself to do was hide underneath my covers. I didn't scream, jump, or out of my bed, or run. Nothing. I was too scared to move. Eventually, I knocked myself out of whatever terrified trance I was in. I had regulated my breathing and my heart rate, went back to normal. I peeked out from under my covers and saw there was nothing there. I was so relieved and figured that somehow a bad dream had kind of leaked into real life for a moment. I got up from my bed, weary but confident. Then it was an absolutely terrifying dream. I decided it was just a dream. I would go downstairs to grab a glass of water. When I had bad dreams and I don't move around, I get sucked back into the dream, and from my reaction to this one, I absolutely wanted nothing to get sucked back. I absolutely did not want to get sucked back into it. Let me scroll down. So I got a glass of water, climbed back up the stairs, and walked down the hall to my bedroom, and put the half-full glass of water on my windowsill. I didn't have anything else to put it on besides my bed, but that obviously wouldn't work out. That entire house was silent. I managed to fall asleep again. I don't know how much later I woke up again. The room was again so dark. I immediately knew something was wrong. Again, I searched for the little girl across the room by my bookshelf, and she wasn't there. I was relieved, but I knew there was something off. Slowly, I realized that there was light coming from the side of my bed, and it was that gray light. I turned my gaze downward to the edge of my bed, and there were those eyes, the white goat eyes and the sticky matted bangs. Then there was the smile. I could feel the weight of my glass of water on my bladder at the moment. The mincing, evil smile stretched to ear to ear. I couldn't see the rest of her body. She was so close to me. All I could see was her eyes, looking up at me, and the enjoyment she was receiving from scaring the ever-living, words we shouldn't say on this podcast, out of me. This time I screamed. I yelled my sister's name and threw the covers back over my head and cried. This wasn't right. I had done everything right. I went and got a glass of water. I should not still be in this awful dream. I don't know how long I stayed under the covers. I must have eventually fallen asleep, because the next morning I woke up in the morning sunlight, streaming through my windows, and the birds chirping outside. It took a minute to remember what had occurred the night before. I immediately went to tell my sister what happened, and that I was very annoyed she didn't come to my rescue. Sorry, let me scroll down. This is a long story. After I told my sister, and I came back to my room and noticed the glass of water had fallen onto the carpeted floor, so I didn't get a glass of water. I was just dreaming. I must have knocked it over when I reached out so fearfully to the second approach from the girl. Anyways, that's what happened. That is a very creepy story. I mean, you don't ever hear anything about that. It's like a cross between a human and a animal and a ghost at the same time. That is very unsettling. I know that was only one story, but that is going to wrap up today's mini-sode in October. It is almost Halloween. I am so excited. I'm probably going to say this in every single episode of this podcast for the next, few weeks, but It is almost Halloween. It's what this podcast lives for. It's the one day out of the year that spooky stuff happens. So, well, not exactly because we have all these stories, but it's Halloween, and we're all excited for it. And we're going to have a big Halloween episode this year, and it's going to be very fun and amazing. So, join us on October 31st for our two-part Halloween episode. Please don't forget about the giveaway. Send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com. They can be featured right here on the mini-sode. As always, remember you're never alone, and I hope to see you right back here next week for another mini-sode. Thank you so much, guys, and bye-bye.